The coastal waters of the Philippines archipelago are home to what is emerging as the world's most diverse and productive marine ecosystem, from countless fish and invertebrates to a host of reef-building coral animals. But this major marine habitat is listed as one of the most endangered in the world.
Here we have the highest concentration of species per unit area than any other place on Earth. And also we have the highest threats to the marine environment. It's the marine counterpart to the Amazon River Basin.
I'm Lynn Malcolm with our series Balancing Nature on BBC's One Planet. Of the 25,000 square kilometres of coral reef in the Philippines, barely 1% remain pristine. How is it possible to protect this biodiversity hotspot from the pressures wrought by the coastal population of 35 million dependent on its fisheries for a living? And could new scientific tools halt the decline and even restore this diverse habitat?
Hi.
Hello.
What are you selling here?
That is our national fish, ma'am. Milk fish, bangos in our dialect.
And this one with the yellow stripes?
Yeah, tadungan po siya.
How much?
This one is 70 per kilo and this one 60.
A typical Filipino market where the huge array of fish and crustaceans on sale hint at the richness of the coast that's home to over half of the world's shallow water species. And a new report suggests that it's the Philippines that may actually have the richest concentration of marine life on the entire planet. Kent Carpenter of America's Smithsonian Institute, who spent 30 years studying coastal waters in the Philippines, has digitally overlaid nearly 3,000 of the latest maps charting the distribution of marine species to create a bullseye pattern of its diversity throughout what's known as the Coral Triangle. His analysis reveals the central Philippines as the epicenter.
I call this the center of the center of marine biodiversity. And the database is 2,983 species and includes everything from seaweeds all the way up to marine mammals. So it also includes invertebrates. It includes fishes for the most part, other things such as sea snakes and sea turtles. And in our study, we found a concentration of endemics. These are species that are only found in one small part of the world, such as deepwater sharks and endemic wrasses. The endemics actually are from a number of different marine groups.
And the range of marine life is incredible, just with the fish alone, from the blue-spotted angelfish to many varieties of catfish, all existing together. What is it about this region that has allowed it to support such diverse marine species?
It might be because there are also a concentration of different marine habitats, so seagrass beds and mangroves and corals, and also proximity to fairly extensive soft sediment bottoms as well. Indeed, one of the reasons to concentrate in this area and be particularly aware of marine conservation issues is because this place is not only unique because of the concentration of species, but it's unique also as habitats, as an environment that allows this many species to co-occur in one area.
Kent Carpenter's research into this marine hotspot has acted as a rallying cry for conservation efforts here, since at its very heart lies the busy Verde Passage, situated just south of Manila. Stretching for over 100 kilometres, it's in effect a corridor linking the Pacific and the South China Sea.